From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian authorities are reportedly searching for at least two people in connection with Monday's subway explosion in St. Petersburg that killed at least 10 people and injured dozens more. The explosion happened between Tsarnaya Square and Technology Institute stations. Russian President Vladimir Putin was in St. Petersburg at the time of the explosion. He said it's too early to talk about a motive, but he said their investigation will tell if it was an act of terrorism or grassroots criminal activity. A second device was found and disabled. The subway system was closed down, and officials declared 3 days of mourning. U.S. President Donald Trump called the St. Petersburg blast a terrible thing. U.S. President Trump has welcomed his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, to the White House, pledging U.S. support for Egypt and its leader.
We agree on so many things. I just want to let everybody know, in case there was any doubt, that we are very much behind President el-Sisi. He's done a fantastic job in a very difficult situation. We are very much behind Egypt and the people of Egypt.
Trump added that the United States is rebuilding its military to the highest level, and it looks to fight the Islamic State militants and offer support to its allies. President Trump hosts President Xi Jinping at his Florida estate Thursday and Friday. Their two-day summit will undoubtedly focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. Trump says if Beijing is not going to help solve the problem of North Korea, the U.S. will. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says China must use its political sway over North Korea. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test. This is VOA News. Now we have more on this story from Nikki Haley from the U.N.
China has to cooperate. This is now down to, do we want to continue to see these ballistic missile attacks from North Korea, or does China want to do something about it? And this is all about the fact that they need to have action. And we're going to continue to put pressure on China to have action. That will be shown in multiple ways.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley. The U.S. Senate is facing a key vote this week over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch, with opposition Democrats saying they have enough votes to block its confirmation under the chamber's normal rules of operation. However, Republicans with a 52-48 margin in the Senate now say they will change the chamber's voting rules to allow them to approve Gorsuch's appointment by a simple majority vote. Democrats have largely opposed Gorsuch, citing President Obama's nominee was not given a hearing to become a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. A senior White House official says Jared Kushner, the son-in-law and senior advisor to President Trump, is in Iraq to meet with country's leaders and visit and get an update on the status of the fight against the Islamic State. Kushner is traveling with General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. A U.S.-led international coalition has been carrying out strikes against the Islamic State fighters and assisting Iraqi troops on the ground. A South African court has ruled adults can now legally grow and use their own marijuana at home. The ruling has to go through the nation's top court and does not allow free-for-all use of the substance. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The recent court ruling allowing home use of marijuana has sent South Africa buzzing about the possibility the herb will be widely legal in the Rainbow Nation. But pro-marijuana activist Julian Staub says, chill. Friday's ruling from the Western Cape Province High Court applies across the nation, but the decision is more about privacy than it is about pot. The ruling struck down part of a law that prohibits private and personal use of marijuana. The ruling still has to be solidified by Parliament and passed through the Constitutional Court, which could take up to 2 years. South Africa first criminalized marijuana in 1908. Police statistics say drug-related arrests have recently risen to nearly 260,000, according to the most recent annual crime report. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A quick recap of our top story. Russian authorities reportedly searching for at least two people in connection with Monday's subway explosion in St. Petersburg that killed at least 10 dozens more injured there. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.